Little Dorrit by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface to the 1857 edition. I have been occupied with this story during many working hours of 2 years. I must have been very ill employed if I could not leave its merits and demerits as a whole to express themselves on its being read as a whole. But as it is not unreasonable to suppose that I may have held its threads with a more continuous attention than anyone else can have given them during its desultory publication, it is not unreasonable to ask that the weaving may be looked at in its completed state, and with the pattern finished. If I might offer any apology for so exaggerated a fiction as the Barnacles and the Circumlocution Office, I would seek it in the common experience of an Englishman, without presuming to mention the unimportant fact of my having done the violence to good manners in the days of a Russian war and of a court of inquiry at Chelsea. If I might make so bold as to defend that extravagant conception, Mr. Myrtle, I would hint that it originated after the railroad share epoch, in the times of a certain Irish bank, and of one or two other equally laudable enterprises. If I were to plead anything in mitigation of the preposterous fancy that a bad design will sometimes claim to be a good and expressly religious design, it would be the curious coincidence that it has been brought to its climax in these pages, in the days of the public examination of late directors of a Royal British Bank. But I submit myself to suffer judgment to go, by default, on all these counts, if need be, and to accept the assurance, on good authority, that nothing like them was ever known in this land. Some of my readers may have an interest in being informed whether or no any portions of the Marshalsea prison are yet standing. I did not know myself until the 6th of this present month, when I went to look. I found the outer front courtyard, often mentioned here, metamorphosized into a butter shop, and I then almost gave up every brick of the jail for lost. Wandering, however, down a certain adjacent Angel Court leading to Bermondsey, I came to a Marshalsea Place, the house in which I recognized, not only as the great block of the former prison, but as preserving the rooms that arose in my mind's eye when I became Little Dorrit's biographer. The smallest boy I ever conversed with, carrying the largest baby I ever saw, offered a supernaturally intelligent explanation of the locality of its old uses, and was very nearly correct. How this young Newton, for such I judge him to be, came by his information I do not know. He was a quarter of a century too young to know anything about it of himself. I pointed to the window of the room where Little Dorrit was born, and where her father lived so long, and asked him what was the name of the lodge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?